tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Thursday, June the 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any comments to get into the show, please text them to me at that number. Remember, no long stories or videos during the show. Greatly appreciate that. Also, if you can, please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that as well. Got lots of things happening, lots of things happening in Lansing. But we also have some very interesting developments happening in Iran, Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump, the military. Maybe, just maybe, Robert Chernin's letter to President Trump is getting through to him. Letter that I've shared a couple of times now on the show. I'm going to share it again this morning. Robert Chernin, editorial letter written to President Trump back just a couple of weeks ago. Mr. President, finish the job in Iran. This story, this editorial letter to President Trump is absolutely, I believe, in the process of taking place. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about also what's happening in Lansing as they prepare to finish the budget discussions, things that are happening right now in Lansing for final projects, final investments, final determination of what the budget will be from the House, the Senate, and then sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for consideration. You have to understand something. This is critically important to the future of our state and whether or not we are going to actually get some things accomplished this year before they break for summer, before they break for the August 4th primary election. This is critically, critically, critically important and will show us whether or not the House Republicans can work with the Democrat-controlled Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to actually do some things for the people of the state of Michigan. Perhaps with the Republicans' position of not raising any taxes and not tapping into the rainy day fund. We'll see where this goes. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about the bills, the stories, the things that are happening throughout the show today. Don't have any guests lined up. This is all going to be inside politics, both on the world stage and what's happening in Lansing. As the state reps and the state senators wrap up this legislative week, head back to district. Next week and the following week will be critical to the budget process. We're going to get you up to speed on all of it. Long in the weeds sausage making show lined up for you today. Get some more coffee. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. First, going to Iran. Iranians shot down an Apache helicopter, which triggered a military response from President Trump. Israel also getting involved. This is a complete paradigm shift in the ceasefire. With this now escalating, President Trump was asked yesterday by reporters in the Oval Office, does this mean that you will now start bombing their bridges, their electric grid, and other ballistic missile sites that you were able to discover when they shot the helicopter down and have been shooting other missiles into and toward the neighbors in the Middle East? President Trump said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but yes, things are changed. Well, this letter written by Robert Tiernan, May 27th, just a couple of weeks ago, is even more pertinent and on topic to what's happening in Iran right now. And this letter needs to get to President Trump, and he needs to understand everything that Mr. Tiernan put in this letter. Title of it, Mr. President, Finish the Job in Iran. There are moments in history when nations are handed a choice so consequential that future generations will look back and ask a very simple question. When the threat was obvious and the opportunity existed to stop it permanently, did our leaders have the courage to finish the job? This is one of those moments. For nearly half a century, the world has lived under the shadow of the Iranian regime. Not the Iranian people, not the Persian civilization that gave humanity poetry, science, medicine, philosophy, architecture, mathematics, and culture long before most modern nations even existed. The problem has never been Iran itself. The problem has been the revolutionary Islamist regime that seized Iran in 1979 and transformed one of the world's greatest civilizations into the central engine of global terrorism, regional destabilization, religious extremism, and anti-Western aggression. For 47 years, presidents, diplomats, intelligence agencies, military planners, and world leaders have all understood the same basic truth, even if many of them refuse to say it publicly. The regime in Tehran was never interested in coexistence. It was never interested in moderation. It was never interested in peace as the civilized world understood and understands peace. It was interested in survival, expansionism, and revolution. And unlike so many Western leaders who speak in carefully crafted diplomatic language that often means very little, the Ayatollahs actually meant exactly what they said from the beginning. Death to America, death to Israel. The West heard slogans. The regime meant doctrine. That distinction has cost the world dearly. Over the decades, the regime has left a trail of blood and destruction across the Middle East and beyond. The Beirut barracks bombing, Khobar towers, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, all proxy militias in Iraq and Syria, terror financing networks stretching across continents, attacks on shipping lanes. Destabilization campaigns against moderate Arab governments, their neighbors. Endless efforts to sabotage any possibility of regional peace. Every fire somehow led back to Tehran. And still, administration after administration convinced itself that maybe this time would be different. Maybe another agreement would moderate them. Maybe another sanctions package would pressure them. Maybe another release of frozen assets would buy stability. Maybe another round of negotiations would produce rational behavior from an irrational regime. History has answered that question over and over again. The regime uses negotiations as a delay tactic. It uses diplomacy as a cover. It uses sanctions relief as funding. It uses every pause to rearm, regroup, and rebuild. Every time the world wanted peace, the regime saw opportunity. That is why this moment in time matters so profoundly. Because if the United States is finally willing to confront Iran directly, then it must understand something that much of the foreign policy establishment still refuses to admit. This cannot merely be about uranium enrichment facilities or reopening the Strait of Hormuz. If the Iranian regime survives, they will rebuild. That is exactly what ideological regimes do. History teaches this repeatedly. You cannot negotiate fanaticism out of existence. You cannot, quote unquote, manage revolutionary extremism forever. You cannot continue allowing the same regime that has spent the last 47 years destabilizing the world to remain in power and somehow expect a different outcome just 5 or 10 years from now. The uranium enrichment centrifuges are not the core problem. The regime controlling the centrifuges is the problem. The missiles are not the core problem. The ideology guiding the missiles is the problem. The Strait of Hormuz is not the core problem. It's the Iranian regime itself that is the problem. And there is so much of the conversation going on in Washington becoming dangerously detached from reality. Too many analysts continue to approach Iran as though this is simply another geopolitical disagreement. A disagreement between nation states that can eventually be managed through strategic equilibrium. It is not. This regime views conflict itself as its governing mechanism. External enemies justify internal repression. Regional chaos justifies military expansion. Permanent revolution that they believe in justifies permanent control. The regime needs conflict to survive, which is why merely degrading their capabilities without removing the regime itself risks creating the worst possible outcome. a wounded but surviving revolutionary government will become even more radicalized, more desperate, and more determined to acquire nuclear weapons at any cost. We've seen this movie before. The world tried to contain North Korea. Now, North Korea possesses nuclear weapons and openly threatens the world with them. The world repeatedly failed to confront gathering threats early in the 20th century because leaders convinced themselves that escalation could always be avoided through concessions, negotiations, or simply delays. History eventually buried that illusion under tens of millions of graves. Weakness has consequences. Delay has consequences. Half measures have consequences. And sometimes the cost of failing to finish a conflict becomes infinitely greater than the cost of ending it decisively when the opportunity exists. What makes this moment even more significant is that Iran no longer exists merely as a regional threat. It has become a cornerstone of a growing anti-Western axis involving China, Russia, North Korea, and various authoritarian and terror-aligned networks that increasingly cooperate economically, militarily, strategically against America's interests and Western influence. China, in particular, understands exactly what is happening. Beijing does not need America to collapse militarily tomorrow. It simply needs America to gradually lose the will to lead. Every time the United States hesitates, projects uncertainty, or leaves conflicts unresolved, adversaries learn the same lesson. America no longer possesses the confidence to finish what it starts. Iran has become one of the most important strategic pieces on the chessboard. Iran's oil helps fuel anti-Western alliances. Its geography provides enormous leverage. Its proxies create instability that drains Western attention and resources. Its aggression weakens confidence in the American deterrence, which is precisely why removing this regime would send geopolitical shockwaves far beyond the Middle East. We'll continue this letter to President Trump from Robert Chernin. Mr. President, finish the job in Iran. Family Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering